dream start to the season continues?
Yeah, delighted. Yeah, difficult game, you know, Dunfermline are quality. We showed for, I think we started the game well, and then they had a period for 15, 20 minutes where, you know, they were the better side. But, you know, I thought second half we were excellent again, and you know, two great goals.
What did you say to the players at half-time?
No, just to be a wee bit more positive and to try and show a wee bit more composure on the ball. You know, we let it be a derby. You know, before the game we try to say to them, you know, be composed. But it's like anything, you know, I've been involved in derbies myself, they're hectic, 100 miles an hour. But once the game slowed down, I think we showed that we can, you know, pass the ball. We're a good side, and you know, I thought the two goals were great.
As you say, you've been involved in a few. How was the
Fife version? Yeah, it was great. Delighted, absolutely delighted for our supporters, you know. Yeah, I think for a number of years, obviously, Dunfermline have held the upper hand, so I'm delighted for them, you know. Great crowd today, great support, and just hopefully they'll come back and, you know, support us in the weeks ahead.
You still friends with Alan?
Aye, no, it was, obviously, it's, when you're during the 90 minutes, he's focused on his team, I'm focused on mine. But I'll meet him shortly, and we'll sit down and have a wee chat about the game, and, you know, still best of mates.
Must have been pleased that your keeper lasted the 90 minutes.
I was delighted. He showed a lot of character to get through the game. You know, he pulled his hamstring early in the game, and obviously Kevin Cuthbert's injured as well. So Sod's Law. It's very rarely that you get two goalkeepers injured, but we're hopeful that Kev might be okay for next week, so we might get away with one there. But I'll maybe need to go and speak to the chairman and the board to see if they can give me a wee bit more money to try and get some cover in, because you know, Aaron's hurt his hamstring and looks like he might be out for a couple of weeks.
Were you worried about his kind of lack?
I really worried, because I think a couple of times, you know, when Dunfermline played a couple of balls over the top, you could see he couldn't come and get them. But, you know, we're well aware that Kev wasn't much fitter than him, so great credit to Aaron. You know, he's a good big goalie. He showed that today with a couple of good saves and got a huge future ahead of him, so delighted that he managed to get through the game.
Mark Stewart giving you a selection headache?
Yeah, well, listen, it's not about the starting 11, you know, we've said that. The only way we're going to do well this season is the whole squad collectively. And, you know, Mark's been different class, you know, his attitude at training, and that's first class. And he goes on today. I thought Vaughan and McManus were excellent throughout the game, but the amount of work they did, they're always going to tire. Mark goes on fresh legs, and, you know, it's a fantastic goal fitting to obviously win any derby. All right.